Some nights I stay up, catching in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man. We'll be bringing Sherry on in just a second, but I want to run through some of the stuff that we do here on the show so everybody's got the 411 on how we roll. When we call you on to the – or bring you on to the call, what I will do, I will say like area code 317. Tell us your name, tell us where you're calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather. And then what that will do, it will allow Sherry to get into your energy and give you the read the spirit wants you to have today. I do want to mention today that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. Also, when we bring you on the call, if you would turn down all external speakers, no speakerphones, no kids yelling in the background or whatever, if you can get into a quiet place. That's going to allow us to have clear audio between us so you can hear us, we can hear you. And remember, if you don't get on the call with us tonight, you know, you're more than welcome to come back and visit us again next Thursday night. But you can also go to psychicsherry.org. And Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. And that will give you the opportunity to book a read right there on her website. So without further ado, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hello. Good.
Hello.
Got my tongue tied or twisted there for a little bit, but we recovered okay.
Yeah, sounded good to me. So anything new and exciting? I know our pre-show was very boring.
Right. Well, I don't know about that. You told me some weird thing,
Oh, I did. I forgot.
Yes, you did.
About the past life reading.
Yep. Hey, I need to get with you, and we need to actually sit down and do one of those, because I think you hit spot on. I related to what you were saying, so.
No, you did, because you weren't saying anything. I was doing all the talking. I was wondering if it was making sense to you.
Oh, we've done shows long enough together. I know better than to interrupt you while you're on a roll.
Yeah, we'll have to dive more, because like I said, I've been seeing that for like the last three times I talked to you. So something's
That's
wanting
so
to come through.
Right.
I know. Very overwhelming. So must have
It'll
a big
be
message
to,
in there for you.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I like messages.
Yeah. Okay. We'll plan
messages
on it. Like.
Are good.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so disturbing. Yeah. Oh, that's a hoot. We'll plan on sitting down and having a chat and going through it. But
yeah.
In case any of you guys didn't know, Sherry does past life readings as well. So if you're interested in that, remember, go over to her website, psychicsherry.org, and book a read right there on her landing page. I come home and I sit in my chair and I doze off and I go to bed at like 8 o'clock.
You kind of sound like me. I go to bed about 9.
Yeah. I tried to stay up. I was trying to stay up at least till 9 o'clock is my goal. And last night I was sitting here and my head is almost smacking the desk. And I was like, nope, I'm done. Going to bed.
What
it was
time
rough.
Do you get up in the morning?
5:30.
Dang, that rolls around early.
It does.
I get up at 6:30 and that rolls around early. I'd like to sleep till 10.
I would too, but for some reason on the weekends, I'm still up around the same time. So I don't know.
Up quite as early, but I know what you mean. I want to sleep in, but I can't. So.
Right. Well, we'll have plenty of time to sleep later on.
That's
but
right.
Now that, let's see, we got some people waiting on us on, in the queue. So if we want to jump right into that, we are good to go. So let's do that.
I got my timer. All right. Timer, and I'm setting it every time.
Awesome. Area code 412, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Keisha. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. It's kind of gloomy out today. It's not really hot nor cold, but it's no sun.
Okay. Hi, did you say your name was Keisha?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I'm doing, I'm starting the timer. I'm just scanning your energy field. And I love the way that your team is talking to me because they sync me into your energy and I know how you feel. And there's a part of you that everybody sees you, this cool and calm and collective, and you're just, you hold your energy and your emotions and you present yourself wonderfully. But when I scan you deep down, I feel like this frightened little girl. Somebody who's always kind of had to fend for themselves, and life has been tough for you. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yep. Sure has.
And your team wants me to tell you that there, you wanted to experience that rough childhood because it makes you a stronger adult and a stronger woman. And your team wants me to remind you of, look at how far you've come. They are so proud of you, and they don't want you to give up hope. They want you to focus on what you want. And you're a getter. You've always had to get what you needed when you were a child. So your team is saying, why can't you do the same thing when you're an adult? But you're finding it difficult to do, aren't you?
I get stuff. I can't really say that, but it's always like obstacle to get it. Like it just don't come easy. It's like when I was a kid, it came easy.
So now you can just, you'll be able to jump those hurdles, see what you want, and I don't know if you've been praying for some healing, but the Archangel Raphael comes in and they're sending you emotional healing to surround you. They're throwing me into your home right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel some sadness into the home.
Yeah.
And what your home does is it picks up energy of the people that live there. So the home is in a bit of a distress, and it just needs attention, just like a human. Pride in cleaning the home. And when you look at it, be grateful for how it looks. Send energy thoughts of love to it.
Okay.
That kind of sounds crazy, but that's just what your team is saying. I'm very drawn into a little boy energy. Do you have a son?
Yeah, he's 7. He'll be 17 in like a week or two. Yeah.
He's 17?
Yeah, he'll be 17, yeah.
Uh-huh, because I'm feeling a, more of a smaller child, more of a younger energy that's coming through. Now, this could be a miscarriage, or I'm getting more of that energy.
Yeah, I did have a miscarriage before.
Oh, okay, because we feel that this is from that, and it feels like it's a boy energy that's coming through. There's a lot of sadness or guilt that comes in your throat chakra when I get into the energy of this. You're very good at stuffing your emotions. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And when I get into the core of your body and I'm in my back, you have so much stuck energy in your back and in your throat and your heart. It's very hard for me to breathe when I'm in your energy field. But one wonderful thing about this is it's easy. The reason this came up is because it needs to be released. All you have to do is look at a tree or even envision a tree in your mind and just say, I release any energy that's not mine. Blow it out, not only your mouth, but out of every pore in your body, even out your back. If you force that energy out your back, It will break that tightness. You're so tight with stress. Can you feel it in your physical body?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll break that up.
Okay.
And then once it breaks that up, it will help to clear your mind, because your mind is very stressed out as well. So once you get your body to where it's calm, it will calm your mind and your thoughts, which in turn will calm your emotions.
Okay.
And then it's a win-win-win for you. Everything will seem easier when it used to feel hard or rough or there were obstacles. It will seem easier without much you don't even have to intervene that much. It will just work its way out like a splinter.
Okay.
So, with that being said, our timer went off. I hope you enjoyed your reading.
Thank you so much. And you were very informative.
Welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Here we go. We're going to jump right into our next caller. And the caller is area code 401. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name is Kerry. I'm calling from Rhode Island, and it is getting a little bit warmer. My tulips bloomed today, so I'm very happy about that, but the nights tend to be a lot colder still.
Okay. Hi, Kerry. I'm in your energy field just a bit. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer.
A little off today. Hi.
We love the way we love your voice vibration, and that is what I'm sinking into right now. We love when you create things with your hands, whether it be planting the flower and then you sit and watch it grow, or whether it be drawing something, or even the placement of furniture in your home. That is your creative abilities that are shining through, and it's going to start coming up more and more and more for you, and it's going to start pulling you into different directions to where you never thought you would even like doing. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I also connected with the last caller's reading too, only because I'm in the process of renovating property, yes, that belonged to a deceased loved one.
So it's sort of I love that you mentioned that.
I'm healing it. Yeah, I feel like I'm healing my inner child by it, but it's been tough. It's been a hard road.
Yeah, that's why we come here. This is the hardest earth there is. They try to talk us out of coming here so hard, but we're like, no, we can do it. And then when we get here and we're like, oh my God, what were we thinking? But it's just a school, and you have to take it just as that. You have to take it almost like this earth is a movie house, and you just create everything, because otherwise it's going to get really hard here.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of keep it lighthearted. Yeah. And we loved one thing, too. We'd like to go back on what you had said about, ooh, I thought that my message, I kind of got a message from the last caller. Mm-hmm. That is what spirit does. You will find a common thread in every one of my readers that come on this evening if you listen to the replay, because that's the way spirit does. They piggyback off of each other's reading, so it intertwines very deeply. Now, with you, three times here now, they keep showing me your teeth. And they tell me you have a beautiful smile. You light up a room when you walk into it. But your words are getting stuck somewhere in the translation, because you're not presenting yourself as well as you would like to. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And your team, all that is, it's very simple. They don't want you to make this out to be harder than what it needs to be. You just have to like you. You have to love you. You have to love you. You have to find the things about you that you don't like, and then fake it till you make it. Love them until it doesn't bother you anymore, so to speak. And so the more you become comfortable with you, the more you will be comfortable with the words that come out of your mouth. You will find that they flow quite nicely off your tongue, especially when you're under pressure, because you do have, if there's more than four eyes looking at you when you're talking, you feel under pressure. Does this make sense?
Yes, I feel under pressure right now. Yeah. And I co-own the property with a significant other who actually never had the, you know, my father had passed beforehand. So I think somewhat of my energy is getting scattered in that. And maybe I'm like, he uses different language than I do. We'll just put it that way. It's not always very friendly. So I'm trying to stay grounded. That's my main focus right now. So maybe I can just overpower that. I mean, and if it's not for me, it's not for me, but I need to remain true to myself. So that's 100% correct. And I appreciate that.
Right. One thing that your team is telling me is they're saying, listen to your gut feeling. I'm very drawn into your stomach area. And they said, your intuition comes from that energy right there. So if you can throw your energy and focus in your stomach area, you will find yourself to where you will be more intuitive in situations where you don't know what to do.
That makes sense. Absolutely.
Because you're very intuitive.
Yeah, I know. And I think I second guess myself or, you know, I mean, obviously.
You do.
Truth. Yeah, when somebody's saying that they're truthful and I'm like, well, I don't feel that way. You know, it's not an insecurity and they're projecting that on me. It's like, you know, it kind of throws you off a little bit. So that's where I'm at. But I think you're validating for me that I'm on the right path.
You are. And one last thing. You're an empath because they keep showing me you're like a little turtle without a shell. And you're getting too many of other people's energy into your field. And this is why you feel scattered. Your energy, there's too many people in your field. You need to do clearing, or well, you can do anything you want. But we would suggest that you do clearing work. Do you know how to clear energy out of your field?
I don't think I know how to do it properly.
It's very simple with your intention. You can do it any way you want. If it's your intention to say, God, angels, come in and take out energy field, anything out of my energy that no longer serves me. You know what? They can come in with a vacuum cleaner, and you can envision them sucking it out with the vacuum cleaner. You can envision that they're pulling it out with magnets. Whatever, it's your energy. Once you pull it out. But I want to say one thing. When you pull it out, you must replace it with something else.
That's the hard
whatever
part
you want. Is. Abundance of money, food, whatever.
Yeah. Love.
So, okay, our timer went off, so I hope this helped you.
Thank you so much.
I hope it made sense.
First time caller. So I'm so glad to have found your show, and I will touch base with you again later on. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you guys are liking what you're hearing, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org, and you can book a read right there on her landing page. We are going to press on to our next caller, area code 347. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, my name is Keisha, and the weather here is a little crispy.
And where are you at, Keisha?
New York.
New York. Okay. All right. I'm just scanning your energy field. Some people take me a little bit longer to get into their field, and you would be one of them because you hold your energy very, very tight, very close to you. Okay, I'm in your energy field now. You hold it very close to you, but you did that as a little girl, and you had to. There's something about your dad's timeline. They did that as well. And they were kind of very leery of people. This goes down through your ancestral line on your father's side. So you do carry in that energy. You hold it very close. You're kind of skeptical of people, but once you let them in, wow. It's a good thing, and you're friends for quite some time. Does this make sense to you?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, yes.
Okay. So funny, as you started talking, and I hear the voice of the background where you're at, and they threw me into a home. Now, I don't know if this is the home that you're in right now, but I see this wooden bowl with fruit in it. On a wooden table, and I feel that there is a beautiful family energy around you. Do you have a wonderful family?
No. Maybe that's somebody else's hair, because it's a visitor here that's talking very loud all of a sudden since I got on the phone with you, which is so funny. But
I was thrown into somebody else's energy.
Yeah, maybe it's her energy, but no, I definitely have the exact opposite of that. I don't have
one. Okay, perfect. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so let's just regroup here just a bit. Can you tell me your first name one more time and let me think up, because that girl threw me off. It's weird. I get long story, but
my name is Keisha.
Okay, there we go. All right. So then they now I'm dropped into your energy, and they're showing me, they drop me into your teeth in your mouth area, and they show me a smile that barely comes up. Like, you want to smile, but I don't know if you're self-conscious or I don't know. They're just showing me a full smile does not come through with you. You do feel like that you have been taking baby steps. There's a part of you that's like, why am I not moving more, further, faster? You feel like you're not making any progress, but your team tells me you are. It's just not as quickly as what you would like.
Yeah, I'm trying to move. I want to move, and I kind of want to figure out where to focus my energy. Right now I'm in New York, and I'm thinking about moving to North Carolina, but I want to, either way, I want to move from where I'm currently staying at. And I'm just,
The minute you said North Carolina, your team says, we like it. The energy feels very wonderful there for us. It's almost like a clean start for you. It's a clean break.
Yes.
Everything is fresh and new. This is what you want. You want to cut ties. You want to quit looking in the rearview mirror, and you want to go forward. This is a beautiful place for you. We love the vibrational match.
Yes. Yes. So I'm trying to manifest money to do it.
I was going to say, your team is telling me that some things we don't have to work out every single detail. Sometimes you just have to put it out there what you want and let spirit figure out the details, because they show me there will be a male individual that will help on some kind of financial level. Now, I don't know if you're with someone right now or if you're going to meet someone when you get there, but either way, there seems to be another individual with you that does help with the finances.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just praying and trying to move on and get people out my energy field and stay positive.
Yeah, there's drama.
Yes.
There seems to be drama in the energy around you right now.
Yes. You picked up on those people that are talking. It's them. But I'm trying
I can understand you, because they tricked me too. They threw me right into their energy. See how easy that does? That's what people have to understand, man. That it's so easy to get pulled, sucked into this. You don't even know you're doing it. Just like me, I thought I was in your energy.
Yeah, no.
So that's why we have to do clearing work every night, because we don't know what we've picked up.
Oh, wow. So we should do clearing work every night. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah, every night before you go to bed, drop your anchors out of your feet into the center of Mother Earth. And whatever you want to do, just say, I release anything that no longer serves me. Blow it out. You can be as general or as specific as you would like. You can go through every chakra, every cell in your body, every organ, or you can just say, I'm just lazy, and I just say, get rid of anything.
Okay.
So then once you do that, you won't feel that, like, because you're all scattered, because you're all thrown into, there's parts of you that's in their energy.
Yes. But I want to get away and focus just on me. And I think moving out of town would help me do that.
It will, because it'll help you cut those connections, and then it will give you a sense of freedom.
Yep.
That's what you're looking for, is freedom.
Yes. I want to be free, and I want to just live my own life.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you're going to do it. It's a beautiful that we like where you're planning on going, because that's where you're going to go.
Do you think I'll be able to do it this year?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Well, I'm going to get to praying and visualizing and see what happens.
Okay. Well, You do that because it's looking really good on our end. So
okay,
with that
well,
being
thank
said,
you.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you too. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. You guys remember, go over to psychicsherry.org and book a read right there on her landing page. And we're going to push on to our next caller. We're going to go right here. Area code 916, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Yeah, hello, Sherry. This is Nancy from California, and it's been raining on and off for the last several months. And at least we don't have any drought now.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. I'm in your energy. I'm going to go ahead and start the timer here. When I say I'm in your energy, I'm really not invading you. I'm just observing your energy. It's so funny as I do that. I'm very drawn to one of you. I don't know if it's a thumb or a finger. And they show me a cut on it. Did you do something to one of your fingers or your thumbs?
Not lately.
Okay. I'm just trying to ask my team, why are they showing me this? Okay. All right. Thank you. It's so funny. It's like playing charades. What they're showing me is that if I were to take my hands and put them into a rose bush, you know how rose bushes have thorns all over them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I pull them out and I'd have those scratches. That's what they're showing me on your hands. And one thing they're telling me is that you are very good at just digging in there regardless. If you want something, you will dig in there and fight tooth and nail and get what it is that you want. And they want me to tell you that all of the struggle that you've been doing, which you feel like for maybe the last 6 months or the last year, all of those fighting and scraping, they said it's going to pay off. It's starting to pan out. Your life is going to start to get smoother. We feel like it already has. Is your life been pretty much going pretty good?
Actually, it's my attitude. I think I've turned a, you know, I turned a leaf just because I've changed my whole attitude.
Yeah, and they show us that. Before, they show us a road that was kind of bumpy, but it's just smooth sailing. They show me this beautiful paved road. There's no hurdles. There's no bumps. And you're doing a wonderful job at manifesting. Instantly, they are throwing me into, I'm showing a thing of popcorn, and I feel like I want to sit and watch a movie. Do you like to watch movies?
Yes, I do, and I like to eat popcorn, too.
Okay. But with this being said, although I realize that your team is telling me, yes, we would like for you to relax, watch movies and that, but I feel a strong connection with your father. Is your father on the other side?
Yes, he is.
And what is his first name?
Larry.
Because I feel that his energy comes through as he shows me this popcorn. I don't know. I'm not really feeling like you and him might have watched a movie together, but there's a part of him that wants to come to you when you're in the dark, almost like he comes with guilt, like he wishes he would have been able to express more maybe emotions with you, or I'm not quite for sure.
No, he abandoned us when I was an infant, yes. So I never met him.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm like, he wants to walk in and talk to you while you're in the dark because he doesn't want you to see him. So that would make sense to me.
Oh, okay.
You see, he's ashamed of what he did, is what he's saying.
Well, I forgive
so this
him,
is why
for heaven's sake.
But you see? Oh, there's something about he had to hear those. He even knew it, but he knew. I mean, I don't bring in very many people from the spirit world on my show. I do in my personal reads. But with your father poking through and busting the door down like he did, it is, I mean, it shows so much that he is sincerely sorry for walking out, and he sees on the other side that how he altered everyone's life by doing that. So he comes in to say he's sorry, and he's shameful because he couldn't even stand in front of you in a lit up room. But with him coming through in this read, he says that he comes by around you often.
No, I feel his presence and tell him to come forth, and I forgive him, and I don't feel ever that way because I feel we're all one. We're all in this movie together.
Perfect. Now, he keeps showing me perfume. Do you wear a certain perfume, or did he wear a certain scent, cologne?
I don't
show me perfume.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if he ever did because I never met him, but I do smell sometimes different scents, and I don't know where they come from.
Okay, thank you. I keep forgetting you didn't know him. Yes, those scents are him. Isn't it funny? I called them scents, but Sherry stepped in and goes, "What do you call them scents for? That doesn't make sense. Call it cologne." So then I said cologne. But you see, when you replayed it, you said, I smell certain scents. So that's him coming through my words, that's him making those smells for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. More sense, yes.
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it? See that thread? There's something about the stillness that runs that thread very deep, isn't it? People that are listening to our reading here, they're not getting it, but me and you are connecting, so you feel the vibration of the connection.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So that's it. That's spirit coming through us. We're just here to help. But your father loves you, and he wants you to know even though he walked out on your life, he knows everything about you. And he's your biggest cheerleader.
Fabulous.
So,
it's always
thank you
to know you have people on your side. So thank you.
Absolutely. So with that being said, thank you for calling in. You're welcome. Move on to our next caller, but I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right, we're going to move on to our next caller because we're just rolling them out tonight.
We are rolling.
Area code, right? Area code 773. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, well, my name is Joellen. I'm in Indianapolis, and the weather is nice. Looks rainy tomorrow, but it's pleasant. Pleasant spring day.
Hi, Joellen. I'm in your energy, and I'm in your state. So.
Oh, really?
Did you say Indianapolis?
I did.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't realize that with your area code. Man, it was a beautiful day, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, my area code is where I used to live, Chicago. So I'm here in Indianapolis now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I just love the weather today. It was beautiful. It was almost 70 degrees. It was just perfect. So now what I'm doing, I'm scanning your energy field here just a bit. Wow. Okay, I love how Spirit does because normally the second I hear somebody's voice, it's like a laser that comes out of my third eye, and I just target them. But with you, the minute I heard your voice, I'm all over the place. I am like so carefree, and it's a great feeling. I can't help but think that you have, that you are like some kind of a magnet for people, and I don't even know if you realize it. It's your carefree. Your spirit is so big. Your aura is so big. And you get into so many people's energy. Do a lot of people come up and act like they like you and you don't even know them?
people all the time tell me that that I look like someone, or do they know me? And I get that all the time.
Yeah, it's just your energy makes everybody feel like I want to be your friend. And it's just so beautiful. Your team, now we're going to get serious with you. They're funny when we say serious, because nothing is serious with in your energy, because it's very playful and that's what they like. But they said that it's time that they would like for you to raise the bar just a bit. And what that means is, I don't know what they mean. Man, I lost everything. Irene, help me. I was on a roll and, whoo, they just went away. Okay. What are we talking about raising? Because Sherry stepped in. That's why. Okay, bring it back. Can you just say your name one more time? Let me sink in.
Joellen.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Here they come again. Finally. Okay. I'm back. Synced in. See what I mean? Wow. You just scatter me. And in a good way. It's fun. Like, that's why everybody wants to be around you. But you raise the bar low for yourself. Like, you just, I don't know if you're putting yourself down or do you struggle with confidence?
A little.
Yeah. And they're like, quit doing that. Quit doing that. They want you to love yourself like everyone else loves you. You don't love yourself as much as other people do. Now, do you have a very soft spot for animals?
Oh, yeah.
Because there seems to be a lot of animal energy around you. Do you realize that you're an animal communicator?
I don't know about that.
Your team says that it's going to start to present itself more and more to you. They show me like a little white poodle somewhere down the timeline that you know what's wrong with them. If you talk to animals, whether they be yours or not, it doesn't matter. You'll be able to find out, oh, they have fleas, this is bothering them, or they have, you know, they need a steroid shot, they're itching, or they don't like their food. The more you zone in, they tell me that you can throw your energy out your third eye like I do. Have you ever tried that?
No.
If you focus on something and throw it out of your third eye and focus on it, they said you can get answers. It's almost like you can get telepathic answers. You can communicate with telepathy. Have you ever experienced telepathy?
Can you tell me what's telepathy?
It would be like where I can read your mind without you talking to me.
I don't know.
Have you ever been able to do that? Because they say you can do that.
Sometimes I just feel like I make up stuff in my mind of what people are thinking.
No. That's what people are thinking. And they said you can work with animals that will help heighten that. And it doesn't have to be domesticated. It can be the outside, like squirrels or birds. There's a part of you that's wanting to awaken. You love this intuition. You wish you had more intuition to where you can tap into it, because you feel like sometimes you don't know which direction to go. This is starting to open up for you. Yeah, this is starting to open up for you, your intuition. This is why all of the stuff you're starting to get drawn to more and more of stuff like this blog talk, or you'll be drawn into TV shows or books that are all about the paranormal or intuition, because it's starting to spark up inside of you. You can feel it, can't you?
Well, yeah, and I tell you what, I called in because I have, I'm a teacher and I have a student that I don't know what lesson I'm trying to learn from this one. I don't know why, but I'm telling you, I just don't know what to do with him. And it's just very trying. I teach high school. And, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not engage in the drama. But I'm telling you, he's just whip smart and he knows how to push my buttons. I don't know.
Because he's your biggest teacher. That's what's happening here. He's your biggest teacher.
But I don't know
teacher.
what
So here's what you do. You have to become two people. You have to be able to throw your consciousness out. Say you're right there and he's pushing your button. Instantly, just envision you're throwing your energy out to the side and you're observing what's happening. When you do that, the second you become the observer, it takes that from a 10, him pushing your button, to a 4, to where you're like, "Why? I can't understand why this is upsetting me so much." And then that's when you start asking questions. That's when you start asking your team, whether you know your guides or your angels' names or not, it doesn't matter. That's when you start asking them, "What am I to learn here? I know he's teaching me. What am I to learn? What, maybe I'm supposed to learn what it's like to be him." How about that? Now,
but
when, he's always playing the what?
He's always being the victim.
He's the kid.
And he does, but he's also...
Well, hold on now. I love the victim, bro. I waller around in that all the time. But you see, it's a funny thing when you say he's always the victim, but yet you're complaining that he's pushing your buttons, which kind of is making you the victim, you see? It doesn't matter what goes on outside of you. It's how you react to it. So he can't push your buttons unless you allow it, you see? So maybe there's a need for you to lay some boundaries, and boom, with that boundary becomes I'm the observer. And then the minute I become the observer, you're not pushing my buttons anymore. So then I'm out of the victim mode. It throws the ball back in his court. You see, it's you have to pull yourself out. Does any of this make sense?
Yes, I hear what you're saying. I'm still trying to grapple with how to do it.
Once you do it, then it will take on a mind of its own. All you have to do is make the intention of I'm pulling my... A lot of people say, well, how do I know if I pull my energy out? Well, did you say energy, go over here and watch and become an observer? If you said that, guess what? Then you're doing it. It's pretend.
Okay.
The work we do is you know what it's like? It's like being a child. It's like having an imagination. Do you remember what that's like? Because you know what? A lot of adults don't remember what it's like to have an imagination because it's been beaten out of us or belittled out of us or ridiculed out of us when we were children. So then when we become adults, we don't have that anymore.
No, I have a very vivid imagination. I'm an art teacher.
Perfect. Then there you go. So you will have no problem at all on manipulating and controlling your energy field. When you control that energy field. Okay, and then we'll have to go because I think our show's almost up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So the last question
I'm ready.
Is he, am I able to get him to understand? Because I'm trying to get him to understand why I'm bringing something, why I'm asking him for these boundaries. And instead, he's just kind of putting his foot down.
You won't have to do that because he will pick up on your energy. When you start to become, you see you're out of control to him, which makes him out of control. But once you become in control with your energy, you see where we're coming here. When you become in control of your energy, then he, because you see, he is more intuitive to how energy works than you are. So when you are in control of your energy, then therefore he will be happy and he will be able to maintain his own energy. Because if you're out of control, he feels like he is out of control and his energy gets intertwined with you. So when you become in control, in turn, it settles him. I don't know if he's a little autistic. This is what autistic children do as well. He may have a touch of it that has not been diagnosed, but I'm no doctor. Hmm. So,
he's
a beautiful kid.
I was
going to
say he's very personable and he's
a
very popular kid.
Yeah, we love his eyes. Yeah, his eyes are beautiful. He's an old little soul.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He holds a lot of pain from his ancestors. So be nice. Irene, stop it. Irene's funny now. She's stepping in. She goes, be nice. Just ask yourself, if somebody bugs you, what's it like to be them?
Well, I tell them all the time I love them.
Perfect.
You know, I'm like, you know. I am. I'm going to
so
do what you tell me to do.
Yeah. Your team says, we've given you enough information. You know how to get onto the replay, don't you? To where you can listen to this again.
Right.
Yeah. And so you can get on there and listen to it again, and then it'll make sense, and then the thread will run even deeper. And pay very close attention to my first, second, third, and fourth read tonight, because there's a nugget in each one of them for you. And the same is true for all of the other readers. They need to listen to it again, because there's a nugget in every read, golden nugget for each one of you from your team.
I'm so grateful. So, thank you so much tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm grateful to serve you.
Great.
Have a
great evening. Bye.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
You guys. We are about out of time, but I want you to know if you didn't get on with us tonight, remember you can join us next Thursday night as well. But if you can't wait until then, go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled Sherry.org. You can book a read right there on that landing page. So remember, next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 Central, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Greg.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.